Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. Kim and Mike Burge here out of the Heart City, Valentine, Nebraska, sharing some of the good stuff with you. And we're delighted that you have tuned in today. We've got good things, right, Mike?
Got some good stuff for you. That's right. And I want to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine and your morning cup of coffee just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belfouch, South Dakota. It is what ranchers read, and you can go online to check it out at visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
I have a piece called The Little Things, and this is in reference to 9/11 and some interesting things that happened to different people on that day. As you might remember, I didn't, but the head of a company survived 9/11 because his son started kindergarten that day. Another fellow was alive because it was his turn to bring donuts. One woman was late because her alarm clock didn't go off in time. One was late because of being stuck in the New Jersey Turnpike because of an automobile accident. One of the people missed his bus. One spilled food on her clothes and had to take time to change. And one's car wouldn't start, and one couldn't get a taxi. The one that struck me the most, it was the man who put on a new pair of shoes that morning, took the various means to get to work, but before he got there, he developed a blister on his foot. He stopped at the drugstore to buy a Band-Aid. That is why he is alive today. Now when I am stuck in traffic, I miss an elevator, turn back to answer a ringing phone, all the little things that annoy me, I think to myself, this is exactly where God wants me to be at this very moment. Next time your morning seems to be going wrong, you can't seem to find the car keys, you hit every traffic light, don't get mad or frustrated. It may just be that God is at work watching over you. May God bless you with all of these annoying little things, and may you remember their possible purpose.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Good perspective.
Yes, and I don't know who wrote that, but I thought it was very interesting.
I have a little poem called Poem for the Day, Too Darned Old, and I don't know who wrote it. I wish I did. It's pretty cute here, but I thought I'd run that past you listeners out there. Another year has passed, and we're all a little older. Last summer felt hotter, and winter seems much colder. I rack my brain for happy thoughts to put down on my pad, but lots of things that come to mind just make me kind of sad. There was a time not long ago when life was quite a blast. Now I fully understand about living in the past. We used to go to friends' homes, football games, and lunches. Now we go to therapy, to hospitals, and after-funeral brunches. We used to go out dining and couldn't get our fill. Now we ask for doggy bags, come home and take a pill. We used to often travel to places near and far. Now we get backaches from just riding in the car. We used to go out shopping for new clothing at the mall. But now, we never bother. All the sizes are too small. That, my friend, is how life is. And now my tale is told. So enjoy each day and live it up before you're too darned old. Too Darned Old. That's a poem for the day in there here on The Good Stuff.
I like it. That's very good. Okay, Mike, let's talk about attitude. Your attitude toward events of life will, more than anything else, determine how you survive those events. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures or success. More important than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, gift, or skill. Here is a thought, and I'm sure you've heard this. If you love something, set it free. If it comes back, it will always be yours. If it doesn't come back, it was not yours to begin with. However, if it sits in your living room, ladies, messes up your stuff, eats your food and uses your telephone, takes your money and doesn't appear to realize that you have set it free, you are either married to it or gave birth to it. Okay, so some good information on attitude and a little funny at the end.
Folks, we're off and running here in 2024. We hope that you will share some things with us here on The Good Stuff. Pretty easy to do that if you just send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. And we'll take a look at those, and one day here in this next year or so, we'll try to get them on The Good Stuff.